Audio Go presents The Easy Sin, number 19 in the Scobie Malone novels by John Cleary. This book is read by Christian Rodska.
Chapter 1. The apartment was big and soulless as an operating theatre. The walls, furniture and carpets were all white, as if the designer had been a graduate of Antarctica Tech. The paintings on the walls offered splashes of colour, but they were so abstract as to suggest burst blood vessels in the eyes of anyone looking at them. There were computers and phones in every room, including the bathrooms, as if the owner must always be available, even during ablutions or bowel movements. It was postmodern. Errol McGee had no soul, or if he had, it had never bothered him. He'd been educated at a private school where brutality by prefects had been considered part of social education, and sodomy looked upon as a minor aberration of sexual education. He'd been a brilliant student at school and university. His only blemish as an Australian, his total lack of interest in sport. An only child, he'd lost his parents during his first year at university. Paid up Australians both, dismayed by his lack of interest in sport, they'd taken up bungee jumping in the hope of inspiring him into some excitement. Unfortunately, during a double act in New Zealand, their rope had broken, and they'd plunged to their death in a splash that was like an explosion of their hopes. Errol had been dismayed by their death and its manner, but after 6 months, he was over his grief and not looking back. That was 10 years ago. Now he was trying on his girlfriend's new Versace dress and jacket. The dark blue silk went...